Welcome to Power Your Profits Podcast, your friendly guide in bringing your business revenue to the next level. Listen as host Dr. Susie Carter hears inspiring stories of success from her fellow entrepreneurs and transformational leaders. Prepare to make significant change to your strategies as they unravel the secrets of building multi-million dollar businesses and the most effective tips on finance, marketing, and sales accountability. If you want to take your first steps towards explosive business growth, this podcast is for you. Without further ado, here is your host, Dr. Susie.
Welcome to this hour of Power Your Podcast. I am your host, Susie Carter, and I'm excited to bring to you Daniela Burnett. She is the owner of Encore Elite Events and Speakers. Speakers need to speak. She's a creative force that has passion with connecting experts to those that serve through speaking and events while generating profitable and impactful visibility. She's been seen in Entrepreneur Magazine, US Today, and has been on hundreds of stages all over the world. She has grown her own seven-figure business through speaking events and publicity. Through her connections, millions of dollars have been generated and tens of thousands of lives impacted through speaking and live events. She believes in multiple streams of income, collaboration, and always finding a win-win combination. Please welcome my guest. Daniela, thank you so much for being here. I'm so excited because this is one of the things that our clients have magical thinking about. I had magical thinking when I started out. I did not know. It took me years and years and years to figure it out. So I'm so glad that we're talking to you so it doesn't have to take them years and years and years, right? We're going to shave off 5 years off of your learning curve in this call. Just do what she says. So tell everybody who you are, what you do, what your magic is, because you bring magic to the world.
Well, and I love magical thinking. I mean, magical thinking is almost a requirement as an entrepreneur. I mean, we've got to have big visions. We've got to have big goals. That's what gets us out of bed in the morning and working towards those goals. But magical thinking tethered in a little bit of reality is a good place to be, especially when it comes to speaking and events, because without a doubt, it can be the most effective, the most lucrative, and really leveraging your expertise, your time. I mean, there is magic in speaking and events. But you got to be a little tethered in reality in order to get the kind of results that are possible. So definitely love the magical thinking, but I try to bring a healthy dose of practicality to our clients. And especially when it comes to events, doing things in the right order, having a system is going to get you to that level of success. Like throwing spaghetti on the side of the barn door or just winging it is not going to get you the kind of magical results that are possible. So,
where are you in the world that you say barn door, right?
So, I am in the South. I live outside Atlanta. I'm an East Coast girl. I've been in Washington, D.C. and Atlanta my whole life.
I love it. So tell everyone what your company does, because you do a couple different things. And again, you're the secret weapon that every client needs that's in our tribe and our community. So tell everybody what you do and how you do it.
Awesome. So founder of Encore Elite Events and Speakers Need to Speak. And on the event side, this is where it really began. I actually found Julia Child on TV when I was 9 years old and told my parents I wanted to be a chef. And, you know, they kind of patted me on the head because, like, who says that at 9 years old? But I just was drawn to events and hospitality, and, you know, it started kind of the love of that plate and that food. But events really are taking all these different ingredients and then putting them together into something that is unique and creative and masterful and delicious and yummy, and is the hospitality that you're serving the audience. So there's still a through line that goes back to that nine-year-old that fell in love with Julia Child. But we've been working with event clients from personal events to corporate, nonprofit, working with municipalities, events from 25 to 250,000. But then I went to my own first personal development event. And this was about 2014. I was an entrepreneur at that point and just like fell in love. And so we have focused all of our efforts. We stopped doing many of those other things. And we do entrepreneurial expert events where experts are offering their high ticket or mid ticket items, their coaching, their programs, and the kind of events that really create transformation and massive sales potential for a business owner. And as we were doing that for clients, I was building this great speakers directory because I never knew what my next event host might need. So when I would meet great speakers, I was just building this directory and I would make those matches. Whenever my event host needed, you know, a subject matter expert or a sponsor, and I'd make those matches, and then speakers would come back and go, "That was great. Can I have another?" And we did.
Sign me up.
We didn't work on behalf of speakers for several years, but by early 2019, I was like, "Why do all these speakers keep asking for help getting gigs?"
Yeah.
Let's really take a look at what challenges they have and is there a way that we can serve and support them? And so we launched Speakers Need to Speak at the end of 2019. And on the speaker side, we help speakers get on more stages, maximize those opportunities. And then, of course, many speakers become event hosts and all event hosts are speakers. So it works together beautifully to serve a variety of clients.
And then you get an event, you're like, wait, can you help with that? Hey, can you help with that? You're just like, you're turning away money at first. You're like, wait.
Yeah.
I'm leaving money on the table. Leaving money on the table.
Yeah. When several people ask you the same question as an entrepreneur, it's a good idea to go, what's the challenge? Can I serve them? Or do I know someone who can serve them well? And if it's me, if so, how so? And that's exactly how Speakers Need to Speak was born.
I love that.
You're listening to another episode of Power Your Profits podcast. We'll be right back after a quick word from our sponsors. Are you tired of pouring resources into strategies that don't work? Say hello to Dr. Susie Carter, your future fractional COO. With Dr. Susie in your corner, your business can skyrocket to seven figures and beyond. With a track record of creating thriving businesses, trust that you are in good hands. Head over to coo.poweryourprofits.com and let us put some magic into your business growth. Overwhelmed by the complexity of business profit strategies? Jump aboard the Bullet Train to Big Profits course, a streamlined solution by Dr. Susie Carter. This course is designed to uncomplicate the path to profitability. Imagine being able to identify and execute profit strategies with ease, skyrocketing your revenues. Visit course.poweryourprofits.com and sign up for the Bullet Train to Big Profits course today.
So what do you think the biggest mistake that speakers are making when trying to book their gigs?
Well, there's a couple of mistakes. One is not really having a system for getting speaking opportunities regularly. There's what I call the roller coaster method. Most speakers, they're like, oh, shoot, I don't have very many people on my calendar. Let me get started. And you know when you get on a roller coaster and you're like, the first part's hard. You're like going up that hill and it's like chug, 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 chug. And you're reaching out and you're talking to event producers and you're sending out applications and you're looking to get yourself booked. And then you get a couple things on your calendar. And then many speakers stop there and they do the fun part of the roller coaster. But I don't know if you've noticed that a roller coaster brings you back exactly to where you began. So
well, you get busy being busy, right? I am laughing because I'm guilty of this too, right? You get busy being busy and then you're like, oh, crap, I got to go up this hill again.
Exactly. Now my calendar's empty again. So I think one mistake is not treating speaking leads or a system or having somebody do that for you so that your calendar consistently stays booked. Because if it's booked and then you're consistently serving the people you meet, serving your clients, whether it's paid speaking, whether you're selling from the stage or you're using speaking for lead generation, that consistency is, you can't help but grow your business if that part is consistent. So that's mistake number one we often see is not treating those leads for speaking opportunities really with as much importance as your leads for sales and keeping your calendar full on a regular and consistent basis. So that's kind of mistake number one.
Right. What's mistake number two?
Mistake number two is not always understanding that not every speaking gig is the same. Mm-hmm. Speaking opportunities really vary, whether you're getting paid before, during, or after, or what I like to call getting paid more or an authority stage. It's really knowing what kind of speaking opportunities are going to produce what kind of results, and then utilizing that strategy in your business. You know, if you are launching a new program, for example, you probably want to collect a lot of leads. You want to get in front of a lot of new people, and you want to be able to bring them into your world, get their contact information, be able to nurture them, maybe invite them to your events, your webinars, your workshops. So you want speaking opportunities where you get to lead generate, not the time where you want to go for paid speaking opportunities, where you frequently get paid, but you don't get to promote. So that's mistake number two, is not really understanding the different kinds of speaking opportunities and then focusing on the right kind to suit your business. You know, you're going to get different results from a podcast, for example, than a stage that you're stepping onto and selling from the stage. You're going to get different results there than when you say go do a speaking opportunity for a corporation that's paying you to speak to their employees,
right,
or speak to their associates. So not really understanding and being smart about their speaking opportunities is mistake number two.
Yes. And I see with a lot of mistakes, because we host our own events, and very rarely now do I have outside speakers come in, because they're just divas, prima donnas. Like, they come in, I say, you poke holes in my bucket, right? You don't know enough about the show promoter.
Right.
Something that's completely out of alignment with their values and what they're doing. It's like, no, don't sing that. It's like watching a fire start. No. Or train coming. What would you say is, from an event producer, because you produce events, right? And you've been doing this for many, many, many years, 35 years to be exact, right? We're seasoned.
Yes.
Beth and I are seasoned.
We've seen some things.
Yes. So what would you say as a show promoter, the things that you're looking for in a great speaker?
Well, some of what you just mentioned. I mean, a speaker who actually shows interest in the event itself, and how do they fit into that? Because that marriage can be a really, really happy marriage for an event producer, to have great speakers that, like you said, are in alignment, serving that audience well. You know, so we're looking for speakers who are going to be team players and want to participate in that event, whether it's a single host who's maybe making a bigger offer and they're invited onto that stage, and it's typically, you know, 1 day or a 3 day enrollment event, and they have a part to play in the journey for that audience. Or if it's a different type of event, more of a multi-speaker, maybe under a theme, might be a summit or a multi-speaker event, where do they fit in? And what are some of the other people on the stage so that you know what lane you're in? You know, nothing is... As an event producer, you know, I've had conversations with speakers, and we've, you know, very clearly defined kind of what they're talking about. You know, we sometimes have overlap.
Right.
You know I can talk about speaking or I can talk about events. I always make sure who else is on the stage. What is the host talking about? Because I don't want to start sharing on something that's kind of, that lane is reserved for someone else. So a team player, somebody who expresses interest. And in many cases today, speakers are looked as part of the promotions as well. You know, not too much if you're getting paid to speak, but if you're part of a summit or it's a lower cost sponsorship, you might be asked to promote. Do what you say you're going to do.
Exactly. That's the biggest challenge, right? With affiliates, it's like, wait.
Yeah, remember what you said you would do? I need you to do that thing.
Right. And when you're sophisticated, you can see and people are doing it, right? I'm like, I know you didn't mail that.
Yes. Yeah. It's all out there on the internet today and social media. So, yeah.
Well, I think it goes back to a system, right? So if you're trying to be the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker, and you're trying to do it all, be it all, you've got to have those systems in place, which I love that you're talking about, because that's my jam. It's like, why are you working so hard? Let's put a structure in place for this.
Yep.
To make that happen. So how do you serve speakers? What do you do to serve them, an event host? How do you serve them?
So we have a couple of different levels of service, depending on if our speakers are, you know, starting out or they're more seasoned or somewhere in between, and how much service they're looking for. First and foremost, it's leads. I have a team that's worked with me since 2019. They start with a blank slate every single month, and they are scouring the internet, Google, resources that I have, relationships that we have, social media, all of the different areas where you might find speaking opportunities if you're doing it yourself. But my team does that. So we provide fresh leads every month. They are verified. You know, my team finds them, and then we either get an email or a phone confirmation that they are, in fact, active. And so that's the first thing, saving our speakers a whole lot of time. Because, and the reality is, many of them aren't taking that time. So they're saving time and a whole lot of effort in being more like, you know, getting off that roller coaster.
Exactly.
And then some of our other services, we create some speaking opportunities for our speakers. We have a TV show, we have a podcast, we do summits. So we create some opportunities for our speakers. We also have a new volume of our book, Visibility, coming out. I'm a big believer in platform diversification. Every speaker needs a book.
Yeah.
You gotta have a book you can hold up. As an event producer, that's something we're frequently looking for. And it's not that, you know, and the book is the end all be all. And the book is not going to be the moneymaker. There's another myth breaker for anyone who's out there who's like, I'm going to make $1 million off my book. But the book will open up doors for you. And as an event producer, we love a book because it means that speaker put their point of view to paper. Like, they're standing behind it. They have a point of view. They've written something, and it's there for the world to see. You know, we can learn a little bit more about them before we put them on the stage. So we help with that as well. We connections, leads, resources, community. It is all about getting gigs, understanding what's going on in the industry. There's been a couple changes in the speaking industry in the last year or two. And so we're right there with our clients as we kind of made the transition to virtual. You know, we've seen more and more podcasts. We didn't used to, at least for me, we didn't used to count podcasts as a speaking opportunity.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of a, you know,
it was a bonus.
Yeah. It wasn't something that you really sought out. But now we know that podcasts can be a very effective speaking opportunity.
Yes. Well, again, if you're managing how many people signed up for my thing, right, you have someone looking at the back end with you, you know, because a lot of times I looked at my event calendar. We do our planning meeting. We had 244 speaking opportunities.
Not
last year, right? And that was podcasts, speaking, summits, you know, different interviews.
Yeah, like, social media, live shows, audio speaking opportunities like Clubhouse. I mean,
right.
There's a wide variety of speaking opportunities available. I mean, speaking opportunities have never, there's never been more than there are right now.
I love that. Now, do you teach people how to monetize that? Because there is skill to monetizing it. It's not enough just to speak. Like,
right.
I remember the first time I spoke and I sold my book. I was so excited, right? I had a big line. And then this guy next to me sold this $1,200 package. And my big line went over to his big line. I'm like, I need more expensive things. I made $3,000 that day. He made $300,000 that day. I'm back there with my calculator girl going, holy cow, how come you don't know how to do this? Now, that was there's I'm doing it wrong, right? Like,
wow.
Oh, just, oh. But I didn't know, right? So it started out, I had my other business and started speaking. And I had to learn the hard way because I just didn't know how to find you, right?
Right. I think
that's the whole purpose of, let me find amazing, credible people that are doing magic in the world, their expertise, and we bring them together. So do you teach people how to monetize their stages and what they shoulds and shouldn'ts?
Yeah, we talk about money a lot.
I love that.
And frequently, our clients are coming from a speaking coach who might have taught that, or they're coming from a business coach who's recommended speaking as the way to get out there and market. So some of our clients need a lot of that. Some of our clients don't need as much of that because they've gotten it from their coach. So we have like monthly ask anything hours, and a lot of that ends up talking about, hey, I have this opportunity. Danella, how do you recommend I monetize this opportunity? And we'll take a look at that and determine, like, well, what else is going on in your business? Are you looking to grow your database? Are you looking, is it an opportunity to make sales in the moment? What are you thinking of offering? Who's the audience? Is that an aligned offer with that audience? So we do a lot of talking about how do you monetize, kind of in general information, how you monetize different types of opportunities. But then in our Ask Anything, we get specific with our speakers and the opportunities they have in front of them.
That's beautiful. And so what would you attribute your success to in your businesses, right? Plural.
Well, everything that I do and I teach and I work with clients on is exactly what I've done to grow my own business. Like, there is no do what I say, but not what I do,
right.
Which, you know, we're not going to call out any names, but that can sometimes be a challenge, you know, in our industry. Like, if you haven't hit six figures, you shouldn't be teaching somebody how to hit six figures. If you haven't, in my opinion, if you haven't done something, if you haven't utilized a strategy, you probably shouldn't be teaching that strategy. So this is exactly what I've done to grow my business. In 2017, we sold our catering business and our local business here in Georgia because I was starting to do events nationally and traveling more. And that's when I got my own speaking coaching. And I realized that I no longer wanted to grow my business just from referrals and networking. It was time for me to step on the stage. I'd been in the back right corner of the room helping clients do that, supporting them, watching brilliant speakers and event hosts have multiple six-figure weekends. And like, just like you in that speaking opportunity, I was like, huh, it looks,
I could do this.
I need to learn something. So I got coached, I got training, and this is exactly how I grew my business to seven figures, and I continue to grow my business. I probably spoke similar number, you know, to you last year. I know it was right about 200, might have been 220 speaking opportunities last year. It's how we grow our list. It's how we meet new clients.
Right. I think the interesting thing in working with someone like you, it doesn't matter if we spoke 200 if they were the wrong stages.
Yes.
Trying to decide, you know, and teaching my team, not all stages are good stages. Not
right.
Not all money is good money. Right. And I think the beauty of working with you is you kind of weed that out. So you're just presenting.
Yeah.
This is a match because you're doing that match for me.
Right.
You know, it's done for.
I laugh because we had somebody join our community, and one of the first like Ask Anything hours, she was really excited because she said, I have 40 podcasts booked in 40 days. And I went, wow, like, you know, she was new to our community. So I wanted to get to like, what did you do? Who did you have help you? Did you use a service? Like, how did you line those up? And you know, as we uncovered a little bit, it became really clear that these were just 40 completely random podcasts, like that people had posted on social media. They were looking for a guest. When we broke it down, about a third of them were even remotely aligned with the audience that she wanted to be in front of. And I have a saying in our community that speaking without a strategy is just talk, and talk is cheap.
Yes, I love that. I love that you're just straightforward. Like, this is it. But I think that's when you can tell when people are charlatans or they're, you know, full of it. Is when it's all hype and promise. Like, no, no, no. Let me just tell you the truth. I mean, don't do that. Yeah. Do this. Don't do that. Do this. Don't do that. Yeah. Do this. Right. And unfortunately, good for her. Like, she had to do it 40 times, which is awesome.
Right.
To learn how to do that format. And then bad that it was only a third to go, oh, I wasted my time. Now, maybe not for the skill set, but for the lead gen and, you know, making that happen. So are you seeing any strategies work in podcasts for lead gen that are different than, you know, here's my giveaway? Like, what?
Well, I think the biggest thing you need to think about with a podcast is you really don't know when the audience is going to get your information, when they're going to consume that content.
Right.
So if you are using a resource or you're sharing your calendar or you are giving people that next step to contact you, you've got to make sure you're giving some information that's going to be evergreen, that's going to be out there for a long time. You don't want to use a podcast to try to fill your event that might be in a couple of weeks or even next month because you don't know when they're going to see it.
Right.
And if that's what you're sharing with people as a next step and they go to take that next step and it leads them to a dead end, you've missed that opportunity to connect with that person. So podcasts, more than anything else, you need to understand that you don't know when that person is going to take a step closer to you. So you want to make sure that whatever you offer is something you're going to leave available and you have a way of welcoming them into your world whenever they do show up.
Exactly. Yeah, I had that snafu where we gave our link to book a calendar. Well, you can't get on my calendar. You got to know someone to get on my calendar, right? So like, that strategy does not work for me. There's never anything available, right?
To go. Right.
My team maybe, but not me. So yeah. Let's shift just a little bit. Let's look at your, because one of the reasons I love this podcast is I just want to share the truth about running a business, right? It is that roller coaster, the high highs, the low lows. So let's look at one of your biggest mistakes in business. You can call it a failure. You can call it a learning curve. Think about your 35 years of doing business. What would you say was your biggest learning lesson and what'd you learn from it?
There have been many. There have been many trips along the way. One of my first, and it was a fairly major sponsorship. This was about 4 or 5 years ago. I went ahead and committed to, and at that time, it was an $11,000 sponsorship. Not insignificant.
Yeah, that you were paying.
Yeah, I was paying for a speaking opportunity. And I had been working on a course. And I decided to roll out that course at that event. And I really had not tested it. I really hadn't tested the messaging. It's actually content we still use today. But like, I really hadn't shared like the container or how I was presenting it. I hadn't really practiced that talk. Needless to say, it was about as flat as a pancake, and that's how it went over. And it was a really expensive lesson that if you're going to pay for a speaking opportunity, you know, make sure that you know who the audience is. Make sure you know what that offer is. Make sure that you're able to, you know what objections people might have so you can address them. And I think that's where I really missed the ball that day. Like, I was so excited about it that I knew it was great. It was going to be the best thing since sliced bread. But I hadn't really taken that second step to go, okay, if somebody's hearing this for the first time, what are some of the questions they're going to have? How can I show them how it's going to help them? And I just, it was all from my perspective. And so I completely missed the ball, and you know, at the time and really any time, an $11,000 like check off to the wind is an expensive lesson.
It is an expensive lesson. I hate it when that happens. Like my $300,000 lesson, like,
yeah.
Hey, wait a minute.
Yes.
I love that because you dropped a couple nuggets in there, right? One, you're paying to speak on stages. I'll do the same thing if it's the right stage with the right audience, right? So that's important to know that you, it's, they're not all handing out checks for you to speak. We call those, you know, there's other monetary results besides just being paid to speak, right? Do you categorize your speaking events? Like I do A, B, and C. A means they're paying, but there's no selling. Right. B is they're not paying, but high exposure, great opportunity. And then C is it's an internal, like a team building or a corporation. There's no selling. There's no, you know, no one's exposing you, but it's when I do my love work of, you know, whether I'm working with a client and we're going into her business, you guys categorize your speaking events in those.
Yeah. And I mainly talk about four different categories and it's all about getting paid. Because I think as a speaker, especially today, you may not have this from the beginning, but eventually you want to have a way that you can monetize any speaking opportunity so long as it's your right fit audience. I think that's most important is are you in front of the audience that you're meant to serve? Then secondary, how are you going to maximize that opportunity? And one is getting paid first, which is a keynote or a training or a workshop, but that's where you're getting paid for your content and your value that you bring not only the audience, but also to the entity that's writing a check. And you need to understand that in that scenario, frequently you don't get to promote. Your payoff is, well, I'm getting a check.
Right.
I love those. The most I've ever been paid for a paid speaking opportunity is about $7,500.
Yeah.
We've seen that number come down a little bit for many people since COVID and virtual. The benefit is, though, you don't have to travel 3 days for those kind of speaking opportunities. Yeah. Many of them are virtual, so they don't take you as much time and effort and energy. So a smaller payday might be okay because you don't have to invest so much time in travel. If you are traveling, obviously you want to take that into account. And then the other thing with keynotes is that can be a great opportunity to promote books or things that you might be able to add to the experience. But you need to negotiate that with the person who's writing the check because they are your client, the one who's writing the check, not necessarily the audience that's there. You're there to give them value. So that would be our A. B is getting paid during, and that's where you get to sell from the stage, where you get to make an offer directly to that audience, you know, fill out a form, go to a link, a QR code, go to the back of the room, but you're asking them for the sale in that moment. And that's where I've been the most successful and made the most, you know, in one period of time, like you just, you know, talked about several hundred thousand dollars in, you know, a single speaking opportunity, you know, from a couple thousand dollars to hundreds of thousands of dollars. That is possible depending on the size of the audience. Typically, you do have to invest in those. You're paying the event producer who brought all those wonderful people in front of you. And it, you're either going to pay up front or you might pay a revenue share where you split the proceeds of that selling opportunity. Some of the hazards there that I wasn't ready for, you know, you got to know what you're doing in that. You know, you've got to understand the flow of selling from the stage, some of the nuances. A lot of people think that selling from the stage is one conversation you're having with many people. The reality is you're having many conversations with the people in the audience, but at the same time. So you want to know, like, what are the different questions and objections that people might be having on their own and work those into your talk so that you're answering all of those questions for the people in the room as they're having them. And that usually takes some training and some skill, and but it can be one of the most profitable ways to speak. And then that would be our B. C is getting paid after, and that would be an opportunity where you get to offer a resource or a lead magnet, some call to action that isn't them paying right now. It's that next step, and it might be a little baby step. You know, here, go to my Facebook page, get on my calendar. It might be a big step. Come to my event, let's spend more time together. And those are probably the most common type of speaking opportunities we see today, especially virtual. Podcasts are frequently like that, shorter speaking opportunities. And then I like to call getting paid more. And that's an authority stage. And that's where you get on a stage and you may or may not get to promote. You may or may not be lead generating. You may or may not be selling. But the real purpose, the real payoff for that opportunity is the authority that you get to borrow from the other speakers or from the event itself that kind of elevate you and bring you into a new audience. And so I like to call that get paid more, because as you get that, my goodness, I see her everywhere, or I saw him on that stage alongside, you know, these other great people in the industry. As you get elevated, your prices might get elevated, the quality and level of clients that you work with gets elevated. So I like to call that one get paid more.
I love that, right? That's the, oh, I spoke with so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so. And, you know, and consumers need that. It's not your ego. It's consumers need that. The authority. They need that third-party credibility.
Exactly. Right?
Like you have, I've been seen on ABC, NBC, CBS. You know, that's just, oh, okay, she's the real deal. He's the real deal.
Yep.
Right. Still do your due diligence.
Always, always, always. But there is some authority. You know, if there's a, you know, in our world, in the speaking world, you know, if you are on a stage with Les Brown or Tony Robbins or, you know, Suzanne Evans, any number of great speakers that they have more influence than you do, by being able to be on their stage, you get to borrow a little bit of that.
Yes, I love that. So let's shift again just a little bit. So this is Power Your Profit podcast. And so now I love asking this question, because we've all, again, the roller coaster in building our wealth, we build it, we lose it, we save it, we squirrel it away. What's been your strategy in your life, Daniela, to build your wealth?
Well, at first it was just hustle and grind and build my wealth and build my business. In the last couple of years, it's been, okay, put a little bit of that aside and let it be doing some work while you're working. So, you know, in the last couple of years, certainly when it comes to wealth building, not just money making and business building. And I wish I had done this sooner in my business, was just taking some of that aside and not only focused on building my business, but taking some of the proceeds of building my business. And, you know, whether it's real estate or it's other investments, but have your money working for you while you're working. Because at some point, I love what I do. I mean, I really do love what I do. I do not wish to do this until I die, though.
Right.
So wealth building, and sometimes wealth building can be the work that you do. Sometimes it's the work that others do. I actually made a pretty cool investment about a year ago, and have ownership in a company that is in real estate, and they're doing the work. And they're building that, but I'll get a piece of that forever. And so I think wealth building is at some point taking a look at, you know, how can your money work for you? And it might be different for everyone here.
Right. As entrepreneurs, you know, did the same thing, right? We would, I remember in my, one of my businesses, my partner's like, I was paying other people more. And I'm like, hold on, I'm not paying Julie more than I'm paying me. He's like, Susie, we're going to get paid on the other side. I'm like, I want to be paid on both sides. I'm sorry. I'm working way too hard. I want to be paid on this side and that side. Right.
Yep.
And it is a philosophy. We'll get paid on the other side. And we did But there's that quality of life or this, if I'm going to sacrifice time, well, what's that reward, right? And I love that you just reinforce that to go, oh, I wish I would have done that differently. Because we do. We invest so much in our businesses, and that's nothing wrong with that, right? Because I didn't take out any debt. So we put it all back into the business.
Yeah.
Got in debt early and young and stupid stuff that, you know, I'm like, never again.
And I think one other thing that might be applicable to this audience is, you know, many of us as entrepreneurs, we build a business that is solely about us. And my business is still very much like that. But a lot of what we're working towards now is some systems that allow other people, you know, the original concept might have been mine, but how can we bring in other people to do some of those things and maybe build the business so it could be sold one day? It could have value if you pull me out of it. And I think that that's something really important for entrepreneurs to at least be thinking about. And of course, you know, there are experts, scaling experts, you're an expert, you know, or other business coaches that are about exit strategies, you know, to make sure you're not building a business that requires you to, you know, work until they throw the first shovel full of dirt, you know.
So if you can be remembered for anything, Danielle, what would that be?
You know, one of the exciting things about what I do and really makes me feel good is all of the speakers and event hosts that we work with they're the ones who are really creating the transformation and impacting people's lives directly. They're helping people lose weight. They're helping people make more money. They're helping people live happier lives, have better relationships, grow better businesses, be better to the environment. I mean, wide variety of impact that our clients have on the world. And so what I love is by helping create those platforms or connect them, I mean, in my own way, like literally impacting tens of thousands of people around the world and making their lives better. And I think that's really what I want to be known for is that, you know, I supported the brilliant people that go out there and impact the world. And I think that entrepreneurs are going to be what saves this planet, you know, maybe from ourselves. You know, small businesses saved us from the last, you know, Great Depression. You know, when we had the downturn in 2008, it was small businesses and entrepreneurs that pulled us out of that. I think we'll always be what pulls us, you know, to the next great phase. And now it's a lot about raising consciousness and raising quality of life. And so I'm excited to be a part of that. And that's what I want to be known for.
I love it. So how can people get a hold of you? How can they play with you? Right. And you have a free gift for us. So first, how do we get a hold of you and how do we play with you?
Well, I'm the only Danella Burnett that I know. So on, you know, all social media or Google me, Danella Burnett, you can find me. We have a Facebook group called Visibility. So if you are in the speaker and expert space, that's a great group to meet people. And, you know, we drop a lot of content in there. So that's on Facebook and it's Visibility by Speakers Need to Speak. And we talked a little bit about events. We've got a resource for everyone today because I think the next step as a speaker to really maximize your time and leverage your knowledge is hosting your own events and doing them in a way that makes sense and to be successful. Right now, 92% of our 3-day event clients do 6 figures to 7 figures in revenue in their 3-day events. And it's because we help them build it in a certain way and market it in a certain way that's aligned with them. The events run in a particular way so that the attendees are well taken care of. And so we've got a resource about that, 6 steps to 6-figure events, the number 6. And I think that'll be available to you here in the podcast as well. And it's just the order, the 6 steps that we take our clients through. We do masterclasses and workshops. So depending on when you click on that link, You'll either get a downloadable resource or you might even be invited right into a live masterclass we have coming up. So excited to help many of you take that next step to having your own event.
I love that. Yeah, it's not one thing we do, it's all the things we do. And Danielle is definitely a resource that we all need. Thank you for your time and your generosity. And thank you for all the work you do in the world. We appreciate you. I appreciate you. It's been an amazing conversation. I love your transparency and your honesty, right? And being straightforward, because as a business leader, that's what I need. Don't give me the fluff. Just tell me what I need to do.
Yeah, you are definitely a no fluff. In fact, one of the summits we do, I'd love to have you speak on that one, is the Enough with the Fluff Summit. And the soft skills that, you know, make a hard impact on your life and business. And so would definitely love to have you as a feature on that summit, because you are no fluff business and helping businesses get to that point as well. Because we don't have time for that.
We do not have time for that. Just tell me quicker, faster. What do I need to do? What do I need to do? Well, thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you for all the work that you're doing in the world. I look forward to supporting you more. I love your energy and love your message. And everybody needs you in their business.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Power Your Profits podcast. Let these building blocks from today's most successful industry leaders equip you with the necessary resources and tools to finally establish the highly profitable business of your dreams. Want to hear more? Listen to more episodes at www.poweryourprofitspodcast.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the show. Now is your time to rise to the top of your game. So be sure to catch our next episode. Until next time.